42. Red Ghosts of European Time. Fontaine makes himself a cup of instant miso on the hot plate. This is what he drinks before bed, a soothing saltiness and bits of seaweed at the bottom. Thinking of Skinner's girl and seeing her again, usually when people leave the bridge, they don't come back. Weirdness around her departure, but he forgets what exactly. Not good for the old man, but his time nearly done then anyway. Tick, tick of the silent boy under the iPhone's hunting watches. Fontaine pours his miso into a cup, missing its handle, savoring the aromatic steam. Tired now. He wonders where the boy can sleep here, or if indeed he will. Maybe sit up all night hunting watches. Fontaine shakes his head. The ticking stops. Carrying his soup, he turns to see what's arrested the ceaseless hunt. There on the screen of the notebook in the boy's lap is a scan of a battered Rolex Victory, an inexpensive wartime model for the Canadian market. Worth a fair bit now, but not in this condition. The steel case looks rough, and the dial has faded unevenly. Black Arabics from 1 to 12 are crisp, but the inner chapter, red, European time, is almost gone. Fontaine sips his miso, looking down, wondering what it is this boy sees to hold him in the red ghosts of European time. Then the boy's head sags under the weight of the iPhones, and Fontaine hears him start to snore.